AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is still no sign of the gunman in New York who shot and killed the CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson. Sources tell the AP words were emblazoned on the ammunition used in the shooting. Deny, defend, and depose, written in permanent marker. A photo of the suspect has been released, taken at a New York hostel. The Secret Service's acting director is vowing big changes in culture and operations after the Pennsylvania assassination attempt against Donald Trump. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Ronald Rowe says it was an abject failure, and he's taking action.
We are reorganizing and reimagining this organization.
But as he appeared before a bipartisan House task force, panel members pushed Rowe on how so many things went wrong, like a drone operator unable to get his drone to work and a counter-sniper positioned behind a tree.
Yet nobody said anything.
Democrat Jason Crow and a fellow veteran, Republican Mark Green.
Apathy and complacency. Period.
Rowe says when he was a protective agent, everyone felt empowered to speak up when something wasn't right.
I don't know where we lost that.
He says there's now a bigger emphasis on training. The panel's public report on the shooting will be out next week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The mayor of Memphis, Paul Young, is pushing back against the need for a Justice Department deal to enact reforms following an investigation into the police department over the beating death by police of Tyree Nichols. Kristen Clark is Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights.
Police in Memphis use excessive force, that they stop, search, and arrest people unlawfully, that their policies have a discriminatory effect on black people.
The mayor says Memphis has already made hundreds of positive changes. A judge rejected Boeing's plea deal in a case stemming from fatal plane crashes involving MAX 737 jets. This is AP News. French President Emmanuel Macron will address the nation following the resignation of the prime minister.
Public sector workers joined demonstrators on Thursday near the French foreign ministry after France's Prime Minister Michel Barnier submitted his resignation to President Emmanuel Macron. The Élysée Presidential Palace says Macron has taken note of Barnier's resignation. The National Assembly ousted Barnier by 331 votes, making him the shortest serving Prime Minister in modern French history. Macron faces pressure to quickly name a new leader capable of navigating a fractured Parliament, where no party holds a majority. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
After a nationwide blackout left millions without electricity for several hours in Cuba, the power grid has been restored. But authorities in Cuba say scheduled power outages will now resume. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.